welcome to And Here's Modi.
We are back recapping the 100th episode of And Here's Modi, where we did it the 92nd Street Y. And right before we began recording, I was saying that I was unhappy with... My posture was good, which is always a big thing for me. But the suit, when you lean back, it came up a little bit in the back.
Yeah.
Yep. I should have reminded myself to pull it down a little bit. But you looked great. What?
I think
you looked so great that when I sat down and looked at you, I was blown away. Didn't you see that moment?
The sequence.
The sequence. Periel came dressed like. I don't want to say the mother of the bar mitzvah boy, but like...
not the mother of the bar mitzvah
boy. But like the mother of bar mitzvah boy, a rich mother of the bar mitzvah, throwing the event cool in mom. Great neck, you know?
I was trying to make sure to stay on brand.
For who?
For
not
you.
Not your brand. Well, hopefully for it's you. Changing your brand, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. And Leo killed it with his arms and hair and angle and humor. We had an amazing 100th episode, and we're back here for 101. And of course, we want to start off by thanking our sponsors, A&H Provisions. Seth, the owner, came to the show. I will say one thing about Seth. He has the smallest yarmulke on earth.
My God.
I don't know if you've seen, you saw his yarmulke, like a little coaster on top of his head.
You once said you could determine someone's religious standing of like more or less religious based on the size of their yarmulke.
You can tell everything about a person by the yarmulkes they wear.
Really?
Of course.
A fingerprint.
It's literally, if it's velvet, if it's black, if it's
that's an episode in its own. What does velvet mean?
Velvet's more yeshivish. Like yeshiva background.
Syrian one?
The big, big fat Syrian one that covers you like from like eyebrow to the back of your head. That's a Syrian yarmulke. You have the one that says, Yechi Adonai Marino Verbeno Melech HaMashiach Le'olam Ve'ed. That wrapped around, that's the Chabad one. You have Chabad otherwise doesn't do velvet. They do black cloth. Also a Syrian thing, black cloth. You have the settlers. You have people on the ones in Israel. They have a suga, but like a really big one. And then you have the smaller one. That's Bnei Akiva. That's the young Israel of Israel. You have...
Okay, we don't need the whole dissertation.
I thought you were going to say you could tell something else by the size of somebody's yarmulke.
Folks, she'll be here all week. Back to Seth. We want to thank you for being our sponsor. It was great to see you at the taping. Seth from A&H Provisions, best glatt kosher meats in the world. Our viewers have been saying, stop saying just hot dogs. It's really just the pastrami. Everything you have is amazing, packaged well, and everybody's always invited to visit the factory, which Seth will give you a tour. And their website is
www.kosherdogs.net.
And then, of course, Whites in Luxembourg. And Arthur was at the taping for the 100th episode. It was so great to see him. I have a feeling he flew in just for that and flew out just for that.
Chic.
First of all, it's White.
Carbon footprint who?
No, but he was like, I'm going to Florida tonight. And it was at 10 o'clock. I'm like, and when he said that, like, everyone's like, wait, I would have gone back with you. Dina's like, I would have gone to see my mother. I'd have gone to... Anyway, Whites in Luxembourg, the law firm that does well, but also does good. They are a part of us. They are friends, their family. Arthur, I don't think, listens to any episode unless he's on them. But Randy, his wife, listens to all of them and debriefs him. And that's it. And so we're back. And
Whites... Lux.com or whitesandlux.com.
It's both, I think.
It's both because
you had to buy both
because you messed up,
which is good thinking.
Okay, so the 100th episode, I Mashiach energy. And that, when I sat down, I saw you in the green room dressed all nice. But when I just to see you in the lighting and like I usually look over here and see you with the Ramones.
The stage looked like a Cannes Film Festival like panel.
It was gorgeous.
It was gorgeous.
Actors.
Gorgeous.
All because of Marta from Art and Tech.
Art and Flowers.
Art and Flowers. thank you, Marta. Those flowers were
insane.
Insane. They really made it.
Art and Flowers.
Yeah.
We thought they were going to send this little bouquet to put on the table. you know?
Yeah, she sent you a DM when we were doing the walkthrough being like, do you need flowers, LOL? And I was like, well, Periel was like, sure. And I was expecting these like small little tabletop bouquets. She sent something so tall, I could barely get it through the door of the
I got it. Those of you who go to synagogue on the high holidays, there's usually a family that sponsors the flowers, and it's some massive, like, this, like, that's what it looked like. It was beautiful. It was, and no one could take it home. It was so big. So at the end of the night, everybody was taking parts of it home. It was so cute.
I did not know that.
You should have taken all the hydrangeas from it. Yeah, so, you skedaddled.
What do you mean? I was like one of the last ones to leave.
And we left the wine there too. Should we talk about the wine or no? How we did not have a sponsor for the wine, but we had a pain in the ass for the wine?
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to drop names here.
Nah.
A certain someone was a little annoying.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Don't offer to sponsor something and then go.
And then not answer your call. We don't need your money. We don't need your sponsorship.
Yeah.
If you want to do
it,
what did he bother you for? Why was he like? And then he wouldn't return your phone calls. Yeah. And who the hell needs it? We bought it our own. Here's your wine. Gesundheit. We left it for all the employees. So that was the flowers were insane. The wine was insane. The
vibes were insane.
The vibes were on.
There was like 300 people there and a couple hundred people watching on the live stream.
Yeah. And
so that's pretty cool when you think about it.
We recapped and it was fun. And I had my parents there. You had your parents there.
Your father is so adorable.
Oh.
He's so sweet.
Oh.
And he was like, finally, I can see your face without all, in Hebrew, of course, instead of your hair is always covering. Now I can see your face.
Oh, that's funny but sweet.
Yeah,
so cute.
No, he had a great time. My mother loved it. She knows your mother and they all have a million people in common. My mother can pull names from years and years ago and what they did and what their kids did.
It's amazing.
It's insane. The
professional yentas.
The Google Yenta in her head. She can pull out names of people and what their kids did and what their kids are doing, and she has that.
Your niece is so cute.
Kelly, my niece, was there. So adorable. I love her. Leo's niece also. And that's it. I don't know.
Does she call you Uncle Leo?
No.
But we need to discuss the outfit you wore.
Okay.
I think now that you're starting to do stand-up.
He is so rude. What do you mean starting to do stand-up?
How long have you been doing stand-up?
I got on stage for the first time when I was pregnant with Ari.
Which is?
He's 10.
Oh.
But I didn't really start doing it until probably like 5 years ago.
All right, so now that you're doing stand-up and you got to find your look, I think your look should be...
I had a look. You just... he doesn't like my look.
No.
Let me tell you my look.
For a comedy club, yes. You can do the Ramones vintage shirt and the boots and the... But I think you looked so elegant and so...
You did look nice. I think you could make the sequins like a trademark.
I think so too.
You always show up in sequins. It's very glam, like Joan Rivers-y Las Vegas.
And it pops.
Yeah. I sent Modi a picture on Instagram of Clive Davis and Gail King in head-to-toe sequin
Both
tuxedo.
Of them, yeah.
I want to get you a sequin tuxedo.
That's hot. It's very Liberace.
It is Liberace, yes. and then I'll make you get plastic surgery to look like me.
You'll have to twist my arms. I like Trevor Noah's suits at the Grammys. He had like sparkly, cool prints. Like,
we watched the Grammys.
All right.
I did not think we had that in us, but we watched the Grammys for looks.
I felt the need to check in on the youth.
Yeah.
See what they're up
we
to.
We saw what they're, and
what
there was,
wearing.
There's Beyonce and there's Taylor Swift, and that's it.
Beyonce wasn't up for any awards. It was just Taylor.
No, but I mean, in the music industry, I think it's just those two, right?
All right, can we get back to our outfits?
Yes.
I like a suit. I can do a suit.
Do it.
Oh, wait,
a nice blazer, like t-shirt moment.
So that's what I would do If it wasn't for him, I would do like a vintage t-shirt with like a sick suit. But he doesn't like the vintage t-shirt. Good.
Those of you who don't know what vintage means, vintage for this audience that's listening to us is what we used to give the housekeeper to do glass plus. You remember when you had a shirt that was just finished? It said Mikey's Bar Mitzvah, you know, here's, and when you were done, it was worn out. You didn't want to throw it away. So your mother gave it to the housekeeper to do the, a schmata, to do the glass
that's
plus.
Right.
That's a vintage shirt that you wear
on stage.
I like
a cool band vintage shirt underneath a blazer situation.
Yeah.
And then you have to have like six shoes.
Yeah.
Yes. We realize one thing you do, when you're doing the 92nd Street Y and you're sitting up there, the shoe game is super important.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we killed it.
That's true. That
is killed it. I had those. I had the burgundy Gucci's. You had those. Speaking of vintage, those boots that I bought like when I was your age, that are like I was in shock. I paid that much for them.
Are you saying I'm vintage?
It's a one piece of leather.
They're. I thought that those looked like very Balenciaga.
You almost can't get those anymore. Anyway, and you also. You also was wonderful.
Thank you. Those were a little.
What were your favorite moments?
It was really, I'm going to be honest, it was really fun when you came out. Like, you were really...
I was on. I got some lines.
You were... The thing is that's insane is that, like, you were, like, trying not to, like, come or what. You're, like...
Leo does this whole thing. They don't need me. Every episode, it's you. We have a guest. You don't need me. We don't need me. But we do. You are.
Well, also, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be on stage or not. You two are the ones who perform on a stage. I don't do that. That's like
you were amazing. You can't. You were missed, and then you came, and it felt like really, it all came.
Which is how the podcast began. The podcast began with just you and me and a guest or not a guest, and then Leo. And we kept referring to Leo on the side, and then finally Leo sat in and took over and made this. Brought it up a notch.
It's true.
Yes.
Well, how was it for you?
Yeah.
I had a great time. I thought I was going to be nervous. I wasn't nervous. But it was still like a new experience for me. Like I said, you guys perform in front of people. I do not. So I don't have that. I don't have that gene. I turned it on.
You might have that gene.
I don't know if he has that gene.
I don't get nervous to talk in front of people. I get nervous before I do stand up, but I don't get nervous to talk in front of people, like large groups. I was only nervous because I really felt like I wanted to make sure I brought it for you.
You brought it.
I brought it. I brought it. It was great.
You still did your little Periel time lag. When you were in the...
Listen, you didn't have your glasses on. You kept forgetting shit that I wanted to make. I was trying to, like, hand you something, and then you were, like, giving me shit for it.
You also were meandering along with
this. I just wanted to hit
You were just having
topics.
A good time.
I can't tell you how fast an hour flies by when you, like, have things to cover.
Yeah.
It was like... We had a lot.
We hit... The time exactly.
Yeah.
Guy's favorite part was when Leo goes, you guys didn't know you were coming for Dvar Torah.
Oh, Leo drops Yiddish and Hebrew. And
that was so funny.
Obviously the funniest moment was when you asked me, did you know Leo was not Jewish?
No, I said, did you know right away that he wasn't Jewish?
And the audience started laughing so loud, so I didn't need to accentuate the joke by saying, on the second date, for sure.
It became abundantly clear.
It became abundantly clear. And then...
I was going to say that on stage, but I held back.
It was,
those of you listening, you can go listen to
it. It was nice and clean. It was
interaction.
It was a very cute interaction. It was very,
very sweet. It was really special. It really was. And... I thought the end was really poignant. I thought you did a really, really good job.
Yeah, it was classy.
It really is. Think about it. At the end, we're doing questions, and there's a question you always get when you're doing podcasts is, who's your dream guest? And I never have a dream guest. There's nobody on my mind that I would love to get on the podcast. But as I mentioned, there's one of the hostages whose face just keeps popping up everywhere I go, more than any other hostage that's right now. And I said, I would love him to be sitting right here, because that just means he's not sitting in some tunnel, you know. And and that was how we ended the show. We sang Hatikva. That's how we've been ending all the shows.
All the hostages.
Yeah. And by the way, since we've done the podcast, Leo and I have been to Dusseldorf and Vienna. And I cannot even explain to you to be in these
and
cities.
Where else? That's
Dusseldorf and Vienna. We were there. Wow. I mean, a community, Vienna, so beautiful. And it's a community that used to have 250,000 Jews, and now it's only 8,000.
It's insane.
And 10% came to the show. And it's we could have done another show there. And the people there were so sweet. And they have like a big, like a federation or a big umbrella organization that covers all the Jewish events there, from death, from birth to death, they say, from like kindergarten and preschool to old age home. And they run everything there, and they have everything for them. And the guy who's the head of it invited us to have dinner with him and his family. And we were in this chic, gorgeous restaurant. And
we were dressed in athleisure.
Oh yeah, we were not pulling. It was
like a blazer type place.
It was 2 degrees outside.
Yeah, it was freezing.
We got there, and they're all very Vienna, mm-hmm. And it was just fun. It was just, again, organic. We had them.
It was Sunday. We were walking around Vienna, and we walked into mass happening at the big church in Vienna. This like stunning cathedral, and we walked in while they were doing the mass, and we're just kind of looking and watching, and Modi is talking so loud. And I turned to him and I was like, shh, you're not supposed to talk. He was like, oh, I always forget. What'd you say? Like, when I go with you to shul, everyone's talking the whole time.
Right. Like, when you go to synagogue, when Leo comes to the synagogue, the big difference between synagogue and mass in a church is they don't talk in mass.
And you were talking at like the most important part not to talk.
What's the most important part?
The consecration.
When they give you the cracker?
When he's turning the cracker into the body of...
Okay. What is that?
It doesn't matter. They all come in there. The whole thing is 40 minutes max.
It's not. It's an hour.
An hour.
Well, maybe if you guys didn't talk so much in shul, it would go faster.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
I don't
know. They don't talk. They get there.
They don't talk.
Yoshki is in church, in the cathedral. Yoshki's hanging like this for all their sins. Yoshki. They walk in, they look at Yoshki, they sit on their knees, they skid to death, and they just sit there, they don't move, and then they leave. Synagogue, you walk in.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Simon, how are you? Heard your daughter got married. Mazel tov.
Yeah, while someone is trying to like lead a prayer or something.
Yeah,
and then it gets drowned out, and then I feel like no one's really present. And like a lot from what I've seen at the few services that I've gone to.
There's moments
where
we're
present. And then everybody goes and they eat egg salad.
Yes.
That's different. Yeah, yes. We don't do that.
You guys got a miserable cookie.
Sometimes there's like a bake sale out the door.
There's
like
no bake sale. There's a Kiddush is sponsored downstairs, and that's why everybody's there.
Speaking of which, I was ravenously hungry before the 92nd Street Y event.
Yeah, and what'd you pull out of your purse?
I don't eat meat. So I was frantically looking to buy something, and I went to Eli Zabar, and the only thing I could find was a tuna fish sandwich.
So Periel walks into the green room holding a tuna fish sandwich. I can't imagine anything you should not be eating before anything that you're interacting with people. Tuna fish sandwich is something you have like when you're about to go take a nap and then a shower later. You can't eat tuna fish. It just comes up. And so you would do this. You would have done the taping, mm-hmm. and then walked into the meet and greet with everybody.
You could have taken
tuna fish breath. Oh. No, Tic Tac. What's it called? Paper, scissors, rock.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. A tuna fish kills Tic Tac. I don't know. I don't know what you think Tic Tac's gonna help. When you're standing there going, you enjoy the show.
He goes, yeah. He's like, you're not allowed to eat that. You're gonna be gripsing up tuna fish the whole time.
Gripsing like you can't imagine. And let me tell you something. When you do a show, no matter how great your show is, or whatever your event is or podcast is, If you meet people afterwards and you have bad breath, that's all they're ever going to remember.
I told you that. That's right. Why I put Listerine in your rider.
That's why in my green room, Listerine is in there.
It's mostly for me because I love Listerine.
You do?
I love Listerine. Well, I have it. No. Do you know what I put it in? Do you know those like deli style big clear squirt bottles that they put the ketchup in?
Yeah.
I fill that with Listerine.
A glass?
No, it's a squeezy bottle. It's like a condiment bottle. So I can just in my mouth.
Who came up with that idea?
That was you.
Yeah. Could you imagine? You have the Listerine to take it off. You need dexterity and pushing in and squeeze and bring it out. And then you use the cup and put it back. It's miserable.
But the squeezy bottle is more fun.
Squeezy bottle.
You feel like squeeze, an athlete in Gatorade.
And... So I'm just letting you know that.
Okay, so I didn't eat it, and then I wound up. It was $17.
Well, that's your problem.
And then I tried to bring it home, and guy was like, "You're not bringing that home. That's disgusting. It's been sitting out."
Yeah, he doesn't want to smell you either.
No.
And what's funny was when we came home, was the first thing I ate
tuna fish
from Russ and Daughter. By the way, the best tuna fish in all of New York City at Russ and Daughter, and I'm telling you,
they should sponsor us.
They should sponsor, but let me tell you who really should sponsor us. If we're just giving out free.
Yeah, let's see. What? Who should sponsor us?
We bought for the house.
Oh, Modi's obsessed. Okay, keep going.
Dish soap.
Yeah.
That's what you use to clean the dishes.
Yeah.
And it comes in this squirt bottle thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it goes right on the thing.
Foaming, like a foaming squirt bottle.
We have, you know, we have this beautiful a marble thing, and I had them make a hole in it. So we have a squirt. You have to fill it. It always spills over. It's miserable. Okay. I literally bought that and the hot water thing just for the resale value.
No, we never use the hot water.
We never use any of it. Anyway, but this Dawn squirt thing, right on, whether the sponge or on whatever you're cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so amazing.
I've bought this exact product before, and he doesn't.
Usually you have to put a little bit on the sponge and then like rub it into the sponge and then clean whatever you're cleaning.
Modi does the dishes one time and learns about dish soap. Like that's what's happening. He's like, isn't this amazing? I'm like, yeah, it's Dawn. It's pretty heavy duty. I use it on oil.
This is one time.
I was going to say, to be honest, how many times has Woody ever?
We have two plates in the house. We have a whole set of everything.
When do you do dishes?
I want to know.
What dishes like one time last week. And you were like, this is amazing.
I couldn't get over it.
Okay.
I'm glad those things please you. Anyway, if anyone at Dawn is listening, we'd like to a sponsorship.
Okay. What else were the great moments of that night?
I want to get back to the outfit.
Oh my God, really?
Yes. I feel like we got sidetracked. You started the thing and then you meandered.
This is really because Modi's trying to fine tune your look for the Paramount in Long Island on February 15th and 18th.
Yes.
Tickets at modilive.com.
Perry L will be opening the show. Ilan Altman will be doing a set. And then I will be going on. So we're trying to figure out. First of all, we should also figure. I love your act. The other day you did the show, you opened up with I'm Married to an Israeli.
Uh-huh.
The audience loved it. Mm-hmm. They were like, because I always say a Jewish audience needs to know where you fall in their world. Because she's an American girl that married an Israeli. Now they already got it. Stacy. She's a Stacy.
I'm not a Stacy.
Because you speak Hebrew too, but basically Stacy. you were born in America.
Correct.
And you married an Israeli.
Correct.
Period.
Correct.
That's what happened.
That happened.
So now you're living this thing. And then you built into the fact that you're a mom, but that's the last thing on earth you want to be.
Right.
And then she didn't even be like, no, he's the best thing that ever happened to me. He's like, no, I want to be a mom. Like, I want root canal.
You just don't like other moms. You don't like.
And then you hate other moms.
Correct.
And I told you that the punchlines there are like, because every mom thinks she's the cool mom. I'm the cool mom. But you're like producing and co-hosting two award-winning podcasts. They're not. They're Pilates.
See, I feel like he thinks that's really funny. I feel like you don't want to like go and be like, I'm so cool. I'm cool. Like, it's not so funny. It's funnier to be like, I'm actually the outsider in these groups. Yeah.
Oh, Self-deprecating, you're going to go?
I don't know if it's self-deprecating. I think that to be like, I'm cooler than all of you. I mean,
not all of the audience, just your the fellow moms at Ari's school.
Don't forget, people watching you think they're as cool as you because they're at your show.
Yeah.
So you got that going.
Yeah.
George Collin always said, always would like crap on people and then go, not you, because you all bought tickets. Literally, he would say that in his specials.
You see, someone made a new George Collin special based on AI.
Yeah, they're
his family's like furious.
Yeah. How is it? Is it good?
I refuse to watch it because
yeah, they're furious and rightly so.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's really crazy. There's a clip going super viral on Twitter right now that's Taylor Swift at the Grammys holding up a Trump flag.
Oh my.
And it looks so real.
Wow.
And it's like AI generated, but like to the average person they would think it was real. Like
yeah, it's not good.
We're about to enter a moment where people the things they see on the internet and stuff, they're not going to know if it's real or not. It's really scary.
Yeah.
Could they make someone, you say anything?
Did I tell you someone? Did I talk about my grandma getting scammed?
No.
They used my voice, I'm guessing based off podcast clips, and AI'd my voice and called my grandma saying that I had been in a car accident and I need money to not go to jail. Isn't that terrifying? And she thought it was real, so she called my sister. I don't know why she didn't call me, but... And
are you serious?
My sister texted me being like, are you okay? Grandma just got a call saying from you, quotes, saying that you're in jail. I was like, no, that's not me.
By the way, is that shirt from Prada Paul?
This shirt is from Prada Paul.
We never did a real shout out to Prada Paul.
Yeah.
Who is Prada Paul?
You forgot what? Prada Paul. No need to any names. We don't need to give anybody's name. It's just Prada Paul is...
Was
rest in peace, Zuchrana Levracha. We did a show in Detroit in this beautiful synagogue. It looked like it's an architectural
landmark.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
synagogue, mm-hmm. 1,100 people. Someone in the audience, we don't need to mention names, reached out to us and
sent an email
and said, you know, we heard you love Prada T-shirts, and her father, whose name was Paul, used to only wear Prada T-shirts. And whenever he got...
Every season he would go and buy the newest Prada tops.
So cute.
And they were in great shape. And she saved them. And she felt bad throwing them out. And they used to call him Prada Paul.
I love this.
And she said, can I bring you these shirts? She came with two huge bags full of... Prada T-shirts, like vintagey, but still
God.
In good shape, like with the zipper in the back and the red thing on the side.
You remember the black polo I was wearing backstage at the Y?
Yeah, of course.
Changed? That's Prada Paul too.
So she bought these two big bags. One of them, not one thing that could fit on my thigh.
Yeah, it was
Prada Paul was not, but from the days he was a little bit heavy, some of the shirts were good for Leo. So we took what we could.
A little bit heavy, good for Leo.
No, because Prada Paul was, no, because it fit you.
Mm-hmm.
They're all smalls. And we took those shirts and they were great. And it was just, and the daughter was so happy to be able to give it to somebody because she couldn't throw them away.
So
shout out to Prada Paul.
Also, he just said you were.
And you're wearing the shirt now and you've been killing the other ones that you have from him, no?
Yeah, they're pretty form fitting.
Yes.
So Prada. That's the t-shirt I wore at the Y.
Yeah.
My nipples are out.
No, your T-shirt was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Had noticeable nipples.
Huh?
You didn't wear a suit. How come he doesn't have to wear a suit?
Because look at me.
If you looked like him, you wouldn't have to wear a suit.
Because I'm a lady.
You have to come out in your Speedo.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, no.
Maybe if we get a Speedo sponsor.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You had that. Charlie or whatever it was.
No, Sammy.
Sammy, yeah.
The bottom line
anyway,
is...
I want to tell you one of the nicest things about that 92nd Street Y was I was in and out of two worlds nonstop. I was in and out of the gay world and the Orthodox Jewish world.
Mm-hmm.
Smoothly and simultaneously. I was doing a Dvar Torah
Doing some Talmudic stuff up there.
I was doing the Anshe Bedichei Talmud, a piece of Talmud, mm-hmm. and then talking about how I met my best friend Donny at a gay bar. Mm-hmm. We were talking about how I married and talking about doing Kiddush and talking. It was just very seamlessly between the two, and that's how it should be.
I agree.
That's how
you
it should.
Did a great job, and the Y wants us back, I think. Shout out to Ellie. She was our producer for the event.
Oh, my God.
Ellie works at the Y.
That was it. It was a magical night. It was 100% Mashiach
energy.
Even though
Ari said it was boring.
First of all, I was surprised that Ari stayed. My 10-year-old stayed the whole time. I brought his babysitter with us because I figured he would come, say hi, come backstage in his little cute Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, he was so cute. Yeah.
Did you see the pictures of him and you and Guy?
Yeah.
In the drive?
Him and Guy look great.
Look great too.
Anyway, he was so excited to come backstage, and I guess he went to school the next day and told everybody about it. And he was like so excited that we mentioned him on stage. It was so cute.
Shout out to Ari.
He likes your
Shout
muscles.
Shout out to Ari. Good for him.
He always likes Leo's muscles.
He likes Leo's muscles? Okay, good. Good. Very happy for him.
And he said that I was like, did you enjoy it? And he said, it was a little bit interesting and a little bit boring.
Yeah.
At least he's honest.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a little bit boring to him. He's a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah,
we didn't discuss whatever 10-year-old people discuss.
Fortnite.
I was so glad you. I was so glad.
See, I was right.
I was so glad you told that joke.
What joke?
What's your favorite joke? Oh. That one of the audience.
Well, we have questions. Yes, yeah.
What's
my
favorite joke?
Yeah,
that's when I got a good line in.
What was it? Oh my God, yes.
You said a joke about a piano.
Don't.
Say the joke.
If you want to hear the joke, you can listen to episode 100.
Yeah,
and you can hear the joke. It was a good joke.
Your joke was good, but my response was also
good.
Your response was amazing.
Yes. Right, but we have questions that people... So hold on. While we're doing while we are doing this podcast at the 92nd Street Y... And we're sitting there. There are ushers walking up and down the aisle with cue cards. And it looks like when they do the Kol Nidre pledge appeal. and I'm like, and it's so distracting. And the joke about that was good too. Because whenever they do the Kol Nidre, those who don't know Kol Nidre, the service, they do an appeal. And they have like these little cards that sit in the chair and you fold the amount you want to give. So it'll be like, you know, the Schwartzberg family, and then you fold over 1,800, and then they read them all out. And then a few people whisper in the ear of the gabbai, the usher, an amount and just say anonymous. So you hear like Goldstein family, $180. Abramowitz family, $1,800. $360 from the Berkowitz family. And then $100 anonymous, $200 anonymous. And all of a sudden you hear... Steve Lefkowitz from Lefkowitz Lighting and Plumbing Supplies, $300 anonymous. it was literally what I was watching. You know, when you see ushers walking down with cue cards like this, it's so distracting. But some of the questions that were not answered that night, let's hear.
Yeah, this first one you answered on stage about the Calvin Klein ad campaign. Which you got a good story in. So if you want to hear
that,
or listen to the episode or watch the episode.
The question is, who should be the next Calvin Klein model? Leo Vega.
Calvin Klein, if you're listening, info@modilive.com.
And you have that underwear that came back.
Calvin Klein might be listening. He's a New Yorker.
But it's the ad from back in the...
Yeah, yeah. It's those famous ads. You'd be
Marky Mark.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. Yeah. By the way, do you know what jingle popped into my head that maybe you'll remember, but definitely not Leo?
What?
Do you remember back in the late 80s or 90s, there was a perfume called Charlie?
Yeah.
Kind of now, kind of wow, Charlie. Kind of hip, kind of wow, Charlie. Kind of fragrance that makes your day, ta-da-da-da. Charlie.
Oh my God!
Do you remember
amazing.
That or no?
Yes, I remember.
And
then
there was the woman that came and she cooked them. She came home from work and she cooked the meal. I can put na 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 da da. Ijolie.
Oh my God!
Ijolie. I can ta na 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 na. This woman comes in. This was the commercial in the 80s. She comes in with like a suit from work. She's like a working mom in the 80s, comes in, power I can bring home the bacon, da-na-na-na, fry it up in a pan. I never, never, never forget something with my man, Jolie. And she sprays it, right?
A remember that? Woman's perfume.
It's a woman's perfume, but Charlie was amazing. Kind of hip, kind of wow, Charlie, kind of
well,
hip,
okay, wow, you weren't Charlie. Gay back then.
One time we were in a hotel room and Leo's stomach was a little bit off, so I go to him. He said to me, I want Alka-Seltzer. I go, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. He goes, no, Alka-Seltzer. And I made him listen to the commercial, plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Bam. Okay.
Alka-Seltzer, if you're listening, this is a plea for sponsors.
You don't remember the Calvin Klein ads in the 90s.
Of course I do.
How old you were
born,
you?
You were barely born.
Like
I
those
was born in 92.
Right. So
some of my earliest memories are of Marky Mark and those tidy little whiteies.
Yeah. And then it went to the anorexic crackhead looking models.
No, but it was Kate Moss. And Marky Mark.
Right.
That was when heroin chic.
Yeah. Was yeah. Okay. Cool. Next question is.
Now we're size inclusive. Okay.
it is. It really is.
Size not inclusive. Really a question, Periel, but thank you for all that you are doing for Israel.
No.
Snaps for Periel. You were selling did you sell sweatshirts at the thing?
No. They were too expensive.
Oh. Are yarmulkes still pulled focus?
No, I just don't think
Anyway, Periel's making really cute sweatshirts. You should go to her Instagram and send her a DM and order
one. But you only have a week.
Next.
Why can I hear everyone so well, ... But when my wife of 47 years speaks, I can't, ... hear what she says. And she never hears when I speak.
Oh, that's because of the joke I did.
Yeah, about the hearing.
Aid. About the hearing thing. No, about the married and the... I did a lot of jokes on episode 100. You should go listen to it.
Yeah.
But
when the woman came to you and she said she can hear.
I don't remember.
When you perform,
I will say countries. Something to... I never hear you clearly at home. We never...
our house is weird acoustically. You could be like 12 feet away from me, but if we are in certain spots, I cannot hear anything.
And also, he always like speaks to me right when...
I'm peeing.
Right when I'm like washing that one time I washed the dishes.
Right.
It's like all the water's running and he's like, Mori, I can't... I'm like, what? Or we have like a bathroom that's all tile. So if you're peeing in there, all you hear is... Niagara Falls, and that's when he's like, don't forget to, and you can't hear a word.
When I speak, I feel like you just hear the Snoopy voice.
Exactly.
That's what my marriage is like, too. I speak, and I don't even know if Guy heard me, because he just never responds.
Okay, that's good to know.
That's good to know. I don't know what it is. It's the apartment. I actually know a couple that moved from their apartment because it was just so... It was so big in caverns that they couldn't even communicate. It was two guys that kept buying.
Our apartment is just too big.
No, it's acoustically, it's not.
That sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
This says, when you perform in other countries, is the humor the same or do you have to modify?
It depends on the country.
You have to slow down.
You definitely slow down. But let me tell you.
Know
your audience. But when you're performing in Germany, they know English. And they're with you, and they got it. When you're performing in Paris, you pray to God that people from other countries came to listen.
Yeah, because they don't speak English.
We watch on the Instagram, and we don't. But luckily, we came from Belgium. We came from London. We came from Sweden, and they all speak English.
But it's true that you change the jokes that you tell depending on who you're in front of, no?
Yes, you have to, like, if you're making a reference to Home Depot or to Zales Jewelry, you change it, find out what that place is there, and they're so, like, blown away that you snap that into the joke. Right. But that's, like, that's, like,
I tease some stuff, some dates and some stuff about the special?
Yes.
Drum roll. Guys, this is beefy news. And you're only getting it because you listen to the podcast. So
March 23rd.
Modi filmed a special at Gramercy Theater like a
year ago. In 1843.
I did not realize how long. It was a learning process. Anyway, we're finally in the home stretch. The special will be coming out
The 23rd of March, it will be available.
The 22nd of March, it will be available behind a rental paywall, and you'll find instructions on how to access it on your Instagram and online. I'm going to be sending an email out on the 15th to remind everyone.
I think that's all we should give right now.
That's very exciting, you guys.
Okay.
It'll be on that paywall, 22nd.
You can watch it over Purim.
Yes, it'll be available for Purim.
So that's happening. And then just some upcoming shows. You have Long Island on the 15th and 18th, which this is probably going to air after.
Wait, I can do this. I can do this on my own. I know these dates.
Take it away.
I will be at the Paramount Theater on the 15th and 18th, along with Periel, my co-host from the And Here's Modi podcast. Ilan Altman will be also on that show. Paramount Theater, there's a few tickets left for each. Well, actually, no, one of them sold out. But look online, the Paramount Theater, 18th and 15th. And then I'll be going to Boston on the 28th and 29th.
There's still tickets available for the 28th.
There's still tickets available for the 28th. Make sure to let your friends know who are in the area that I'm going to be there. And then I'm going to go to San Diego for two shows at the Balboa Theater. Mm-hmm. It's by the way, do you know why I get that name wrong? Because my brother-in-law's name is Bill
Bora.
Yeah. Oh, so Bill Bora, and then Balboa for dyslexia. That's not a great gift. So
there's a matinee and a 7 o'clock show on the 3rd.
So get tickets for that. All tickets available on modilive.com. Then I'm going to be, this is going to be sold out by the time this airs, doing two shows for the hell of it in
Los Angeles
Improv, Hollywood Improv, a 7 and a 9 o'clock on that.
The 7 o'clock is sold out.
The 5th of March.
Yep.
And then we have St. Louis and Orlando and Dallas,
Cleveland,
and
Pittsburgh.
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
You're going to Cleveland, honey.
I'm going to Cleveland and I can't wait. Last time I was there, I had a great time. What's noch, no? What else was it?
Then you have the Kennedy Center, but that's basically
Kennedy
sold
Center
out.
Sold out.
Tarrytown, which we are actually announcing today, an added show in Tarrytown.
Due to demand, we're adding a show.
So you'll be able to access that information soon. Then the Count Basie Theater in New Jersey, that's sold out. Then you have your Passover
tour
gigs.
Wow.
And then, well, I also want to tease out some other stuff. So things that we have confirmed but not announced yet.
Yes.
London.
London!
Ooh. Later in 2024.
Yes.
We're finally coming back to London. Those are my favorite shows of 2023.
Okay.
And also Australia. Melbourne and Sydney.
Melbourne and Sydney.
Wow.
Melbourne and Sydney. Oh, yeah, we're going to sell out there too.
Followers. We have some listeners.
I want to hear about Australia because you guys were on the fence about schlepping over there.
Well,
we are going to take a Xanax and buckle up.
Buckle in there and get there and do it and kill it and have the best time. And I can tell the audience is like, I can't wait to see the audience in Australia. I don't want to see any of the sights they have there or the animals.
No, you have to go see the koala bears.
I'm not seeing any koala bears.
They have gonorrhea.
I don't want to see any koala bears.
Google koala bears and gonorrhea.
I'd rather see the Jews of Australia and all the Jewish allies and all the friends of the Jewish community. I can't wait to see because the Jewish community in Australia since COVID have been so supportive and so amazing, and I can't wait to be with them and make them laugh and unite with them and sing Hatikva with them, and that's what it is. All the tickets are available on Modi Live, modilive.com. Be the friend that brings a friend to the comedy show. Get a few extra tickets, and that's it. And Periel, you are on Periel Ashenbrand, but we're going to
And Denver.
Now you pop in Denver.
No, we're not.
Oh my God, that's right, Denver. We added that.
We confirmed Denver has not been announced yet. It's coming soon. So everyone in Denver.
A lot of stuff happening.
We've getting a lot of requests for Denver.
Just modilive.com and let Leo know where you are specifically
on the email list.
Sign up for the.
Sorry.
I'm trying to get one sentence out here today.
I let you get several sentences out.
On the contact, let him know where you are so you don't get emails for other places. You just get for where you are.
I haven't been so good about doing that. I just feel like...
All right. And then and that's it. So we want anything for you? We're done.
I'm at Periel Ashenbrand on Instagram. That's where you can find me.
Thinking about maybe changing your name to just Periel, right?
Are you taking full creative like control of her career?
I mean, there are worse things.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can talk.
Ashenbrand is probably the longest.
I will say I struggle spelling. Sorry.
No, go ahead. No. What
by
what
you, all means.
No, tell her what you
I struggle to spell your name every time. I have to check your Instagram to make
it's
sure.
It's a
very
serious?
Difficult name and it's
the S and the C.
And Ashenbrand. And you want the T to be in there. Ashenbrand.
No.
What am I supposed to do? What am I like Madonna Cher?
Yes, Modi. Yes.
So then, what am I changing my Instagram to?
Periel, I don't care. I could care less. I have a Periel on stage. It's just easier. And Periel, and people remember that. But as soon as you give them the Ashenbrand, there's like eight syllables.
Ashenbrand.
Yeah, there's like so Ashenbrand. Brand. Ashenbrand. Okay. Brand, duh, another syllable, duh, a D.
That's not a separate.
And you'd rather have the T. I'd rather have the T and lose the D.
Do you agree with this?
100%.
I don't know about changing your whole name.
Like, what am I supposed to, what is my Instagram?
Help me welcome to the stage, Periel. How amazing is that? And people right away assume Periel, I have a friend from camp named Periel Dunn. But then you hit them with the Ashenbrand at the end, Periel's gone. Just, something's busy afterwards. This is just I've only been doing comedy for 30 years with the name Modi. So I just, maybe.
Yeah, you were so mad that the sign at the Y said Modi Rosenfeld, but I felt like it was more formal given the situation.
Yeah, I just usually prefer Modi at all events. Just, it's nice and easy.
All right, chic.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
These are all just
No. There are worse people to take
advice,
creative direction from.
Yeah. Thank you to our sponsors, A&H Provisions and Whites in Luxembourg. See you all at the next episode. Thanks for listening. We love you. We love that you're a part of the And Here's Modi family. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.